This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karmyogi Saptah National Learning Week in New Delhi today. During the week, each Karmyogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. Our correspondent reports that National Learning Week will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long visit to Sikar in Rajasthan today. During the visit, the Vice President will preside as chief guest at the Silver Jubilee annual function of Sobha Sariya Group of Institutions in Sikar. President Draupadi Murmu will visit places of cultural significance in Malawi today on the last day of a 3-day stay in African nation. Yesterday, the President held bilateral meeting with her Malawi counterpart, Lazarus Chakwera. India and Malawi also signed 4 MOUs of cooperation in various sectors following delegation-level talks. 4 MOUs are in the fields of sports, youth matters, pharmaceuticals and art and culture. India also agreed to give 1,000 metric tons of rice and Bhabatron cancer-treating machine to Malawi. President Murmu had also announced to open a permanent artificial limb replacement centre in Malawi. Today, the President is scheduled to visit the Sri Radha Krishna Temple and famous Malawi Lake. Later in the day, the President will leave for New Delhi after the completion of her week-long 3-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate a day-long national conference on agriculture for the Rabi campaign in New Delhi today. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ramnath Thakur will also be present in the event. The conference aims to foster collaboration and innovation in agricultural practices, ensuring a successful Rabi campaign for all stakeholders involved. It will bring together officials from various ministries, states, union territories and organizations to discuss key initiatives and strategies for the upcoming Rabi season. The Coal Ministry has received an overwhelming response for the coal mines offered under the 10th round of commercial coal mine auctions, with a total of 44 bids submitted in physical form. The Ministry, in a statement, said the substantial number of bids highlighted the continued interest and participation from stakeholders in India's evolving coal sector. The 10th round of auctions, launched by the Ministry on the 21st of June this year, offered 67 coal mines for commercial mining. The auction process has drawn considerable participation from small and medium-sized players, indicating the inclusive nature of the auction process. The Ministry said that this inclusivity highlights that the reforms in the coal sector have been well received across the industry. It added that such enthusiastic participation is a testament to the Ministry's efforts in creating a more open and competitive coal market in India. Yesterday was the last date for bid submission. The online bids received during the auction process, along with the offline bids submitted to the Office of Nominated Authority, will be opened on Monday in the presence of the bidders. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand have stormed into the final, defeating West Indies by 8 runs in the second semi-final at Sharjah in UAE last night. Opting to bat first, New Zealand posted 128 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. New Zealand's Georgia Plimmer was the top scorer with 33 runs. West Indies' Deandra Doughton picked 4 wickets. In reply, West Indies were restricted to 120 for 8. Deandra scored 33 runs. New Zealand's Eden Carson took 3 wickets. New Zealand will take on South Africa in the summit clash tomorrow. And Cricket India will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 231 for 3 against New Zealand on day 4 of first test in Bengaluru this morning. Sarfaraz Khan, unbeaten on 70 runs, was at the crease at stumps on day 3 yesterday. Virat Kohli scored a stable 70 but lost his wicket to Glenn Phillips on the last ball of the evening innings. The hosts are currently trailing by 125 runs against the visitors. For New Zealand, Ajaz Patel took 2 wickets while Glenn Phillips took 1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.